Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah. We're holding a Mishnah Chelek Dalet in Mitzvah Hashem. Today, we will be learning Daf Reish Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros, Shetufei Mevuos. We pick up today near the bottom of Reish Samach Amid Beis with a new Simon Shin Tzadik Dalet, Safik Eruv Madinoi. Today's share is going to be audio only. Our learning should be as close for Akeinu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanasun, Batsara, Bashivya, Ha'imdim, Bein, Bayom, Bein, Bayabasha, Hamakim, Yerachim, Aleihem, Vyaitzia, Mitzar, Lervacha, Me'afela, La'ira, Mishuba, La'gu'ula, Hashtab, Agal, Vizman, Kariv, and Amar, Amen. Our learning should be as close for Fuah Shalema, for Achia Gadol, Meshameh, Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzchak, Ben Tzion, Ben Dusha, Rivka, Bashir, Aleah, Chabadasa, Bas Rezel, Serel, Trani Bas Batsheva, Yeshu Levi ben Ahuva Malka Chana, and Yeruchim ben Masha, they should all have a Refu Shalema B'Sai Shar Chil Yisrael, and we are mispalled at Beschus, the Liman HaTera of Klal Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem should watch over all of our brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way, B'chol Makayim Shehem. Okay, Simen Chin Tzadik Dalet, Safik Erev Ma'adinai, what is the halacha regarding a Safik? Whether or not, a suffix, a doubt, whether or not we have a good Erev here, Ubay Gimel Seifim, and here we have three Seifim. Now, just a word of caution immediately at the beginning of this Simon, when we are going to be discussing a suffix Erev, we're discussing a suffix of a Eruv Chatzeros, a suffix of a Shetufei Mevuos. We're not discussing what we colloquially know as an Erev, our lechis and our strings. That's not what's being covered over here. When we deal with Safik Erev, that's not a Safik Erev. That's a Safik whether or not you have mechitzos, very different thing. Over here we're talking about a Safik Erev. Do we have a good Eruv Chatzeros? Do we have a good Shetufei Mevuos? That's the question we are dealing with here. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Safik Erev. If we have a doubt whether or not we have a good Eruv Chatzeros, Kigoyim, for example, and the Mechaber is being very specific over here, what type of suffix are we discussing? Kigoyim, suffix im hayakayim bein hashmashos im lav. We know that an Eruv Chatzeros was made. That's not the question. It's not that everybody got together in shul and they're questioning, did somebody remember to make an Eruv Chatzeros? No. What we're discussing is, we know that an Eruv Chatzeros was made. The question is, now there was noilad, a suffix, we don't know if the Eruv Chatzeros was still extant during Ben Hashmashos. So they made an Eruv Chatzeros Erev Shabbos in the morning. Now, on Friday night, they find that the Eruv Chatzeros is gone. Maybe it was someplace and that house, Chas V'Chalila, burnt down. So there's no Erev. Maybe they find that the Erev was eaten, but they don't know when. Did the Erev go out of existence before Ben Hashmashos? Did it go out of existence during Ben Hashmashos? Did it go out of existence already on Shabbos? When did this happen? Says the Mechaber, Mutter. In such a suffix, this Erev would be Mutter. And, like the Mechaber goes on to explain, for who shahaya lo cheskas kashrus, but it has to be, like I explained, that the Erev had a chazaka that it was there and it was a good Erev. Kigarn, for example, she nichay sham, we know that the Erev was placed there, the Erev by Suffolk, and now it was no little Suffolk. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Mishnah Berurah is called now, Suffolk of Hayakayim and Ashmashas, or son of Loimar, Shenechal, we find out that the Erev was eaten. Ay Nisraf ha'Erev, or we find out that the place where the Erev was experienced a fire. Vainiyadeya, but what we don't know is, when did the fire burn down the house? Was it before Ben Hashmashos? In that case, the Erev was already gone before the Zman Kenisa Shabbos of Ben Hashmashos, so then the Erev never went into effect. The Erev was eaten, but when? When was it eaten? Was it eaten before Ben Hashmashos? Then the Erev never went into effect. If, on the other hand, it was eaten or it was burnt after the beginning of Ben Hashmashos, then it was there by the Zman Kenisa Shabbos, it was there by Ben Hashmashos, then it already went into effect. And we're going to see, we don't need the Erev to be in existence any longer than that. So long as the Erev was in existence at the beginning of Ben Hashmashos, it already kicked in. If it got destroyed after that, that's okay. Aisha Yekayim is not Ben Hashmashos. Aisha Yekayim is not Ben Hashmashos. We didn't do that yet. Says the Mechaber Weiter, this very, very critical distinction on the bottom line here, Rei Sadech Amibes, Aval, Im Loi Hayoloi Cheskas Kashrus, but if there was no Cheskas Kashrus on this Erev at all, Kigoyin, for example, Safik Im Hunach Sham Im Lav, if they get together in Shul, wait a second, did somebody make it a Erev Katzeres? Oh, I thought he made Erev Katzeres. Oh, I thought he made Erev Katzeres. Oh, maybe Pliny made the Erev Katzeres, and he's not here in Shul. So we can't even ask him. Now we have a suffix whether or not there ever was an Erev. Avalim loy hoyalo cheskes kashrus, kigoyin suffix im hunach shabim lav. If there's a suffix whether or not anybody made an Erev Katzeres, loy, then you cannot say that we're going to go lakula, sveka drabana lakula, and we're going to be makel and say, oh yeah, misafik, we're going to say there was an Erev. No, that's a suffik whether or not there ever was an Erev. The suffik where we could go lakula is we know that there was an Erev. We know for sure. We know that an Erev was made. It was noilad by suffik. We see it was destroyed. We don't know when it was destroyed. We see it was eaten. We don't know precisely when it was eaten. Then we could say sveika drabana lakula, and we could say, look, there's a kazaka that there was an Erev here. So fine, we could assume that there's an Erev. But again, if we don't know that an Erev was ever made, we can't go lakula to say that we're going to assume that an Erev was made. That we can't do. Ice cut and bays, where the Mishnah Berurah expands upon this a little bit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, after pasuk le'el b'simin shin tzadik gimel sif beis, b'simin reish samach aleph sif aleph, d'ma'arvin eruv chatzerois bein ashmashois, d'ein lo cheskas kashrus. Says the Chafetz Chaim, wait a second. We saw the halacha that you're allowed to make an eruv chatzerois during bein ashmashois. Now, isn't that a little bit like we don't know whether or not an Erev was ever made? Because when we look at Eruv at Ben Hashmashus is Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. So if you make your Eruv HaKatzeres during Ben Hashmashus, if it's Yoim, you made an Eruv HaKatzeres. If it's Laila, you didn't make an Eruv HaKatzeres. I mean, you made an Eruv HaKatzeres, but you made it too late. So it's like you never made an Eruv HaKatzeres. So Frek the Chavetz Chaim, isn't that the equivalent of a suffix whether or not an Erev was ever made? And over here we're saying that you could go lakula and you are allowed to make an Eruv HaKatzeres during Ben Hashmashos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Al Karchach, you have to say, you're forced to say, Al Karchach, Tzarech Loimar, the suffix imhuna klal garatvei. The Chafetz Chaim says, you have to say that no, this is not the same. When you make an Eruv HaKatzeres during Ben Hashmashos, again, you know that an Eruv HaKatzeres was made. That's for sure. You know that an Eruv HaKatzeres was made. The question is, does a halacha, does a suffik in din, when the Eruv HaKatzeres was made, was a zman suffik yoim, suffik laila? So again, we know an Eruv HaKatzeres was made. That we know. Okay. There's a suffik in halacha. Was it made during the yoim? Was it made during the laila? Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's less of a problem than a suffik whether or not an Eruv HaKatzeres was ever made. A suffik whether or not an Eruv HaKatzeres was ever made, over there you can't go lakula. A suffik in din, is it yoim, is it laila, that you could do. Okay. Just wanted to see here. I'm looking in there. You can't see me. I'm looking in an Aruch HaShulchan. Seem to remember there was a beautiful Lashon here in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says like this, V'taymoy shel davar. The explanation of this distinction is, D'loy shayich loyma sveka d'rabana l'kula. You cannot apply the rule of sveka d'rabana l'kula. Ela kishe ha'inyan nase. Only when you know that what had to be done was done. Elisha nafal by suffik. But now it was noil a suffik whether or not it's okay. So again, you know the Erev was made. Okay, it was eaten, but you don't know when it was eaten. You know the Erev was made. It was burnt. You don't know. Was it burnt before Ben Hashmashos? Was it burnt after Ben Hashmashos? You know that the Erev was made. You don't know the zman that you made it. There's a suffik in halacha. Is it suffik yom, suffik laila? Avalim yeh suffik in nasa inyan klau. But if you have a suffik, whether or not you ever got the first base, you have a suffik, whether or not an Erev was ever made, loishach loimah sveikid rabbanu lakula. V'zeh she'bin yach ben hashmashos kosher. This, that if you make your Erev during ben hashmashos is kosher, v'shum t'sham gab kein naso ha'inyin. Because over there also, you know you got the first base. You know you made the Erev. Ela sheyesh suffik b'hazman. There's an external suffik. There's benesh brushes a suffik yom suffik lila. Aval ki sheyesh suffik b'hunach legamri. But if you have a suffik whether or not the air was ever made, ein alma loymar suffik air of kosher, then you cannot apply the rule of sveka d'rabbanan l'kula. You can't say suffik erev is kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, right by the Ois Katan Gimel for the Shaar Tzion, therefore, based on this, if you use to make a sheet of bevuos, or do you ruin chaseros, basar, well, the reason he says shetufei bevuos is because we're talking about basar. And let's remember, Rabbi Isai, you can't make an iruve chatzeros with basar. Iruve chatzeros must be pas. Shetufei bevuos doesn't have to be pas. That's why he uses over here the example of shetufei bevuos. Well, okay, therefore, if you made a shetufei bevuos out of basar, meat, shall suffic trefa, and this meat is a suffic, whether it's kosher or meat or it's a trefa, ain't a erev. That would not be a good erev. Dezavi kasafik imuhunach, because of that, would taka be a suffik whether or not you ever made an erev. If you have a piece of meat over here and it's trefa meat, you never made an erev. So now it gives a solid suffik. Did you make an erev? Did you not make an erev? Again, some people are going to question the difference between this and making the erev during ben hashmashas. But over here, there's a suffik in the erev that you made itself. If you made the shetufei bevuos out of basar trefa, then you did not make a shetufei bevuos. If you made it out of kosher meat, then it is a shetufei bevuos. But over here, there's a real suffik. Did you make an erev or did you not make an erev? And the suffik is in the shetufei bevuos itself. It's in the meat of the shetufei bevuos. When you have a question that you made a perfectly good eruv chatzeros, but there's an external suffik, the suffik yom, suffik lila, that we look at different. The gam, and another reason, says to Mishnah Berurah why you can't use this basar, that suffik kosher, suffik trefa, the gam, the be'inon su'uda haru'uya miba'ayyoyim. You need to have, the erev has to be something that you can actually eat. V'ayin b'bir alacha, where he talks about this in greater detail. Okay, moving along to Sif Bey, says the Mechaber. Top line, Reish Samach Aleph, Amit Aleph. Tzarech sheyehei ha'erev bein ha'shmashayis b'makayim sheroi litloi. When you make the erev, when you hit the beginning of Ben Hashmashas, the Erev has to be accessible, and it has to be halachically accessible. Hilkach, therefore, im nafal alav gal, let's say you put the Erev in a nice stone house, and then the stone house collapsed, and now the Erev is buried under a pile of rubble. Ve'ena yaka litloi, b'loi mara v'chatsida. And the only way you're going to be able to unbury it is you're going to need excavation tools. You're going to need shovels. You're going to need a hoe. Usser, in that case, this Erev is not an effective Erev, and Tiltal is going to be Usser. Explains to Mishnah Berurah Katan Gimel. B'loi mara v'chatzina Usser. If the only way you're going to be able to unbury the Erev is by using excavation tools, then this Erev is no good. It's Usser. Explains to Mishnah Berurah. Avalim ain't tzarech l'mara v'chatzina. But if you don't actually need tools, ela l'talta mukta, all you're going to have to do to access the Erev is you're going to have to move around mukta rubble. Let's remember that these stones, eitzim v'avonim, are mukta machmas gufay. So they're mukta, right? Now that I move them around. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says, when is this a problem? If you're going to need a mara v'chatzina. Explains to Mishnah Berurah, if you don't need Marav Chatzina, if you're going to be able to access the Erev by moving around the rubble with your hands, so then the only thing halachically stopping you from accessing the Erev is the Isser of Muktzah, then it's not a problem. Like Gazra Olav Ben Hashmashas, Gemesha Kasav Sibid Reish Samach Aleph Sibid Aleph, Sif Aleph. We saw in Reish Samach Aleph that a lot of the restrictions of Muktzah don't apply during Ben Hashmashas. Now, we learned over there that's true, b'makom mitzvah and b'shas adchak. So explain the mafarshim that over here, we learned earlier that there's a mitzvah to be mahader after making an erev. It's a big inyan to go make an erev. Why? Because making an erev prevents people from accidentally being over on the isser of haitzah. So there is an inyan of mitzvah in making an erev. So now do the math. If the only thing blocking you from accessing the Erev is the Issa Rabbanon of Muktzah, making an Erev is considered an Inyan Shel Mitzvah. So during Ben Hashmashes, you would be allowed to move the Muktzah to access the Erev. Then your Erev is a good Erev. But if you need a Marav Chatzina, if you need actual building and excavation tools, then going ahead and clearing out that rubble is not an Issa Darabanan of Muktzah, it's an Issa Daraisa. It could be Chayrish, because you're improving the Karka in order to be able to use it for planting. It could be Stira, destroying, depending on what exactly is going on here with this binyan. But now, the malacha that you're going to have to do to access the Erev is elevated to an Issa Daraisa. An Issa Daraisa, we can't be matir during Ben Hashmashes, even for a mitzvah like making an Erev. Therefore, the Erev is inaccessible, and therefore you don't have a good Erev. Says the Ramal, second line down, Reis Arach Aleph, Aman Aleph, Hagah, the Erev ain't tzarech lihiyos kayim rak bein Hashmashes. Very important. The Erev only has to be extant. I always say some people prefer extant. This Amachloikis Hapaiskim, how to pronounce it, extant or extant. So I go, the Erev ain't tzarech lihiyos kayim rak bein Hashmashes. The Erev is only required to be in existence at the beginning of bein Hashmashes. The Erev does not have to be in existence for the entirety of Shabbos, which is an interesting thing. Mr. Brewer will discuss it in a moment. And therefore, I misspoke. I said it only has to be in existence at the beginning of Banish Roshas. The Ramah says over here, you can eat it kishevadai chashecha. Once it's already after the end of Banish Roshas, already now you can eat it. It no longer is required to be in existence. And says the Ramah, therefore, v'yesh liv tzaya alav b'shachris b'shabbos, it actually is an inyan to go eat it Shabbos morning. You know what? Let's pause over there and we'll take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Ois Katan Dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shachris b'shabbos, hatam. The reason why there's an inyan to eat it on Shabbos, hoyel v'isavet b'chada mitzvah, since you did one mitzvah with this food, you used it to create a Ruvich Hatzeros, Nasabai Mitzvah Acheres. Now, you should use this mitzvah food for another mitzvah. Eat it by the Suda Shabbos. V'after yuchal la'ochle gamba arvis kanal. Now, really, why is the Rabbah saying that you should eat it by the Shabbos day Suda? Why not eat it by the Friday night Suda, right? Zrizin makdibin l'mitzvahs. Why not eat it Friday night, right? Because it already was in existence for the whole Ben Hashmashes. Eat it Friday night. Mikamakam, nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Yosel of Tzai Alav B'Shachris, the Ramah is telling you it's a better idea to eat it in the morning. Mishav D'Pa'amim Maktib Lechol Ba'arvis Kedem Chashecha. What happens if somebody goes and makes an Erev Friday morning, and he says, yeah, I made an Erev, and Baruch Hashem, I have this mitzvah food, I'm going to enjoy it by my Friday night Suda. Then they decide to make early Shabbos, and then they go ahead and they eat their Friday night Suda before Ben Hashmashes. Uh-oh, they just gobbled up the Erev before Ben Hashmashes. You have no Erev. Therefore, says the Ramah, you know what? Don't get yourself in trouble. Eat the Erev by the Shabbos day Suda, not by the Friday night Suda. I just got, hey, no, we didn't do that yet. I thought there was a Mishnah Berurah here. I guess there isn't. All right, let's go further in the Ramah, then I'll read an Aruch HaShulchan to you. So says the Ramah, I just told you that it's an inyan to eat the Erev by the Shabbos day Suda. Continues the Ramah, right by the Ois Katan Hei for the Mishnah Berurah. Aval odiv tfei la'orev al kol hashana b'pamachas k'dela'el simin shin samaches. However, having said that, it's actually better to make your Eruvich HaTzeros for the entire year. The meaning nowadays is to make the Eruvich Hatzeros on Erev Pesach, and you make the Eruvich Hatzeros for the entire year. Since that Eruvich Hatzeros is going to be for the entire year, certainly you can't eat it by the Shabbos Day Suda on the first Shabbos of the Erev. The Erev has to remain in existence for the future Shabbosos. Right? It has to be in existence each Ben Hashmashes moving forward, excuse me. Therefore, says the Ramah, while I told you should eat the Erev by the Shabbos Day Suda, don't eat the Erev if you're making it for an entire year. And it's actually better to make an Erev for an entire year than to make an Erev one Shabbos at a time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Hei, Amar Odav Tvei, why is it better to make an Erev for the entire year? Shema Yishkechu Pamachas Mila Arev, because then you're covered for the year, and you don't have to worry that one Shabbos he might forget to make an Erev. And there's a nice Dirshu footnote. It's been a long time since I did a Dirshu footnote. There's a nice Dirshu footnote over here, Dirshu footnote number 4. He reminds us that earlier, Shekasav Sham B'Shem HaAchreinim, over there, the Chafetz Chaim wrote in the name of the Achreinim, Sheyosef Tov La'Arev B'Chol Erev Shabbos, it's better to make an Erev. There's a conflicting approach. There's a reason why it's actually better to make an Erev on every Erev Shabbos. Ki b'roiv ha'pa'amim ha'matzah shel ha'erev miskalkeles u'misapeches ma'erech hazman. Sometimes you run into a problem that the matzah that you use for the Eruv HaTzeros gets ruined, it gets moldy, it gets wormy. The guy Motzi Shiva revise Hazman, Yiplubat Tailoyim, it gets worms. So basically we have over here two conflicting approaches. On the one hand, the Ramah tells us over here it's better to make an error for the entire year at one shot, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that's because if not one Shabbos, you might forget to make an Erev. On the other hand, we saw earlier that there's a reason why it's better to make an Erev for each Shabbos, because sometimes they put away that box of matzahs and it goes bad over the course of the year, which would mean that you don't have an Erev. However, the prevalent minig is to taka bake the Erev for the entire year, and with our matzah, you generally don't have any issue of it going bad. Now, I just wanted to read an Aruch HaShulchan to you. We're seeing over here very clearly in the halacha that the Erev has to be extant during Ben Hashmashos. It does not have to remain in existence for Shabbos. Now that's actually very interesting because, right, what are the mechanics of the Erev? The mechanics of the Erev are, we're in a chatzar, we have 20 units in the chatzar, we are each individual units, we're being served by one common chatzar, that's a problem. We take a box of matzahs, we put it in unit number 12, now we all are one big happy family in unit number 12, and now the 20 units are really one unit, and the chatzar is only serving one unit. But we want it to be that way for Shabbos, right? So if the Erev is gone already Friday night, how are we all living in unit number 12? Shouldn't we require that the matzah that says that we're all living in unit number 12 should be extant for the entire Shabbos? Why is it okay if it gets eaten even Friday night, right after Chashecha, right after Shkia? Why is that okay? Right after Tzeis HaKechavim, not right after Shkia. Right after Ben Hashmashos, why is that okay? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains over here, Ha'erev Ein Tzarich Lias Kayim Rak Ben Hashmashos. The Erev is only required to be in existence during Ben Hashmashos. Vavagav de Erev Bishum Dira. Even though the Erev creates a Dira, it says that we're all living in unit number 12. Vadira hi al kol yom haShabbos. And l'chera, we need the Erev to say that for the entirety of Shabbos it is that way. Right? It's not enough to say, during Ben Hashmashos, we were all one big happy family in unit number 12. But then we ate the Erev by the Friday night Suda. So now for the rest of Shabbos, we're back to being 20 independent units. Can't say that, because then it would be also to be metaltal for the rest of Shabbos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan Mikamakim, nevertheless, Iker Hadira Tzarech Lihiyais Ben Hashmashos, the fact that we're all one big happy family in unit number 12 only has to be during Ben Hashmashos. Bizman Kinias Ha'erev, at the time that the Erev kicks in, the Kaimalon, the Tchilas Yom Shabbos Kainas Ha'erev, and we paskin that as soon as Shabbos begins, that's when the Erev kicks in. So we have to remember that this is a Din Darabonon, it's a Darabonon Dika requirement, and the Chachamim said that the status of our Dira is determined as soon as Shabbos comes in. When Shabbos comes in, that determines our Dira status for the entirety of Shabbos. And the truth is, we know that when it comes to Shabbos, there are other things that are like that as well. Something is muktza during the Ben Hashmashos period, is muktza for the rest of Shabbos. Right? Again, the status is determined by the onset of Shabbos. So too over here, the status is being determined by the onset of Shabbos. Sif Gimel says to Mechaber, Nesanai b'migdol. You put the Erev in a migdol. Well, in English, the way we translate migdol is usually a tower. Over here, it doesn't mean a tower. It means some kind of a structure. Doesn't have to be made out of stone. It doesn't have to be made out of anything particular. But you put the Erev inside a structure of some kind. v'nal b'fanav, and you locked the door. So you wanted to be very careful that nobody's going to come and eat up the Erev. So you locked the Erev on Erev Shabbos inside a migdal. And now you lost the key. When did you lose the key? In the words of the Mechaber, Kaidim Shechashecha, which would mean usually before Vadai Laila. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's not what it means. It means you lost the key before Bein Hashmoshes. Now we have a little bit of a problem, right? Because we just said in Sif Beis that the Erev has to be accessible during Bein Hashmoshes. You locked the Erev inside of Migdal and you lost the key before Bein Hashmoshes. So now it's not accessible, says the Mechaber. It depends. If the only way to access the Erev is going to be you're going to have to take out your jackhammer, and you're going to have to take out all sorts of tools, and you're going to have to do stira daraisa, you're going to have to do an issa daraisa to go get the Erev, then you have a real problem. So that means that the Erev is lost and you don't have an Erev. Because again, it's like needing a mara v'chatzina to unbury the Erev. The Erev is locked in the Migdal. The only way you can get to the Erev is by doing an Issa Daraisa. You're not allowed to do an Issa Daraisa during Bein Hashmoshes. So that means that during Bein Hashmoshes, the Erev is inaccessible. You have no Erev. Shaharei Yev Shalachlai. You can't get to it to eat it. So, no Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cutting Zion. B'migdal. You locked the Erev in a Migdal, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shal Binyan. Migdal usually means a structure, a building of some kind. Or, says the Chavetz Chaim, I feel a bit metaltal. It doesn't have to be a real binyan. It doesn't have to be a house. It doesn't have to be a garage. It could be a wardrobe unit. Kemoy teva gedoyla, it has to be a big one. Hamachazekes arbaim sa, something that could hold the volume of 40 sa. Why is that number magical? Sheyesh b'stirasa b'shem stiras oil daraisa. When we have a movable migdal, a movable unit of some kind, you know, a pod. When we have a movable unit of some kind that can hold our bar mitzvah, well, we look at that as really being a binyan, and should you do an act of destruction to it, it would be stira daraisa. Kimavur b'simin shid yodalu. Ois gan ches v'avon amavteach, you lost the key. This is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, and it's also, we're going to see Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Also, two very interesting Mishnah Berurahs over here. V'avon amavteach, you lost the key. Now, when people say that they lost something, very often it means two different things. Says the Mishnah Berurah, davka shenevad mimokom shehinichai, what the key got lost means that it got lost from the place where it was put. And now you don't know where it is. The key being lost means you made the Erev Friday morning. Now, Friday afternoon, 10 minutes before Bein Hashmoshes, somebody asks you, Rebbe, you made the Erev, right? You put the Erev in a safe place? Yup, I locked it in the Migdal. You have the key? Yup. You know what the key is? Yup, I put it in my drawer right here. You open the drawer, the key is not there. So you know that you put the key in the drawer, but now the key got lost from the drawer and you don't know what it is. That's when this halacha is true, that if the key is lost and the only way you can get to the Erev is by doing stira daraisa, you have a problem. But if the key is still where you put it, but you don't know where you put it, right? That's the other thing people sometimes mean when they say, I lost the key. There's two ways to say I lost the key. One is, I know I put it in the drawer, it's gone. Well, in that case, you have a real problem. But if it's pshat, I lost the key. What do you mean you lost the key? I can't remember where I put it. That's not called lost in the context of this halacha. Heavy Erev, interesting. So the guy comes to you, you have the key to the Migdal? Yeah, sure I have the key. I put it in a safe place. Where'd you put it? Huh, I forgot. I don't remember where I put it. Then you have a good Erev. Even though you don't know where the key is. And even though to get into the Migdal, you would have to do stira daraisa, you still have a good Erev. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah? And he's not saying this on his own, he's quoting a Rashba. The Ovid hu demidkar. Because you're going to remember. There's like a shtikala chazoka. It's true. You forgot where you put it. But normally when people forget where they put something, eventually they remember, right? Oh, try to retrace your steps. I remember I went, I locked the Erev into the Migdal. I came home, I checked the mail, I started, oh, I know, I put the key together with the bills. That's where the key is. So you'll remember where it is. That's not called lost. Very interesting. The words of the Mechaber were, you lost the key before Chashecha. Now, usually that means before Vaday Laila, says the Mishra. That's not what it means here. Pirish, Kaidusvan Ben Hashmashas. You lost the key before Ben Hashmashas. The Betchilas Ben Hashmashas Kvar Hayavid Mimenu. That at the beginning of Ben Hashmashas, it was already lost. If it wasn't lost, if you knew where it was during Ben Hashmashas, you're okay. Aizkan Yud Malacha Gemurah. If you have to do this in Daraisa to access the key, to access the Erev, Kigan Shetzarch Listar Amigdal Ayadeles. You have to bust up the Migdal, steer Daraisa, Ayadelas, you have to break down the door, it would also be the steer Daraisa, Sheesh Bayushab steer us oil, that would be a problem. You have to be able to get to the air to eat it. This is also interesting. Let's say Yutaka lost the key. You knew you put it in the drawer, and it's gone. All right? You go into Shabbos with the thought process that you don't have an Erev. But now you find the key on Shabbos. And it's in a place where you could get the key and you could bring it to the Migdal to unlock the Migdal without being over any kind of Yisurei Daraisa. So again, what happened over here? You made the Erev Shabbos. You locked the Erev inside the Migdal. You put the key in the drawer. You went to look for the key. The key is gone. It's not in the drawer. Your assumption going into Shabbos is that you don't have an Erev because you don't have the key. The only way to get the Erev is to bust the Migdal, steer Daraisa. You don't have the key. Okay. Shabbos morning, you find the key. Where's the key? You left it on your desk. All right. If the key is on your desk, and you could pick up the key and carry it to the Migdal and open the Migdal, then you have an Erev. But let's say the Migdal is located on the other side of a Rishos HaRabim. So it's very nice that you found the key, but you can't get to the Migdal, right? You got to cross a Rishos HaRabim to get to the Migdal. Heavy Erev, if you could get the key to the Migdal, you have an Erev. Even though you didn't have the key during Ben Hashmashas, right? During Ben Hashmashas, right? Zman Hachdasa Shabbos, Tchilas Ben Hashmashas, right? The Erev kicks in. Ben Hashmashas, when the Erev has to kick in, you didn't have the key. The key was lost. Now on Shabbos, you have the key. Still, it's okay. Why? Kevin Shematza Oysan Achakach. Since you eventually found it on Shabbos, Chashvina Leikilu Hayabiyadai. We view that as if you had it during Ben Hashmashas. I don't even know really how to translate these words. If you found it on Shabbos, then it's like, yeah, if you really would have looked at it, if you really would have looked for it, you know, during Ben Hashmashas, you would have found it then too. You know, if something is lost, okay, so then you don't have an Erev. But if it was lost only to the degree that you found it on Shabbos, nah, that's called you really had it. Again, Yisurei Derabanan, so we could apply these kind of kulas, Sveika Derabanan, Lekula. That brings us to the end of Sin Tzadik Dalet. We're going to stop over here. We'll continue next time with Shin Tzadik Hei. Thank you so much for joining me for Leben HaTorah, Sos of Leben HaTorah, Shibi Megan HaGanz Klai Yisrael. Rosh Hashem Shesen, Yeshuas, Refuas, Parnasa, Shaduchim, to all those in need. We should be zeichet to see the B'ezkal Tzedek b'mehar v'yameinu. Amen. Be well.